The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here at WLEW, and our guest today on the program is Linda Kiefer. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Christian Parenting Day. They've been doing this for decades now, and they've got another one coming up this month, part of Parenting Awareness Month. We're having those types of topics all month long. I want to thank you for being with us, Linda.
Thank you.
Normally, for years past, Bernice Shoup would come in and do this, and she's a little under the weather right now, and we all wish her well and hope she's back up and around quickly.
Yes, we do.
So we just wanted to let people know about that. Christian Parenting Day is coming up when?
Christian Parenting Day is coming up Saturday, March 16th. It will be held at Cross Lutheran Church in Pigeon once again.
And starts when and ends when?
We're beginning at 8:30. The event actually begins with a continental breakfast, and then by 9 o'clock we'll be in the sanctuary for the sessions.
And you have a couple of speakers coming and such. Is this run pretty much like people know Parenting Awareness Day? Is it speakers and lunch and some time for the kids as well to have their own thing going on, all that good stuff?
Yes, yep, pretty well the same. We have two speakers coming, Dawn Jones and Kristen Welch, and still have free childcare. The children will receive lunch, and we do offer a hot lunch for $7 for adults that would like to register. We do need them to register by next Wednesday, March 23rd.
Okay. Why don't we get into the speakers? I know in the years past you have worked hard to get speakers to come in that are relevant and have good topics to pass along. You want to start with Kristen Welch. What is she going to be talking about? She has two sessions, I believe, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
That's correct. She will be speaking first in the morning, and then following lunch she will be the first speaker again. Kristen Welch is from Texas. She is fairly popular, especially with young moms. She has a blog that's called We Are That Family, and has a pretty big following. She's written a book, and it's a devotional book. It's called Don't Make Me Come Up There, A Quiet Time for Moms. And so the title doesn't sound like it should be a devotional book, but it is. And her morning session, she will be talking about raising children with a global perspective.
And that means, you know, because we just can't... Because people don't stay in our own little areas anymore. It got to be a state thing, and now it's national, now it's global.
Possibly, but I really think it has more to do with the fact that she has a faith-based ministry that's mm-hmm. based in Africa called Mercy House. And I think that what she's looking at is people to look beyond what we want, because we have way more in America than a lot of other countries in the world, and look beyond to really reach out and help people around the world that need more assistance than they can supply for themselves.
And she's a doer, not a talker.
She's a doer, not a talker, yep.
And what does she do in Africa now?
She started a house called Mercy House. And Mercy House was a building that they actually purchased, she and her husband herself, to bring in young ladies who were being prostituted and had become pregnant, and their families were not willing to bring them back into the house. And so she has somewhere between 10 and 13 young ladies in Mercy House right now with babies, and they're teaching them, number one, how to take care of their babies, introducing them to Christ so they don't go back on the street, and also she started teaching them how to make crafts, handmade, that are beautiful. You can see them online. And she's hopeful that this is going to be something that, number one, they can become self-supporting. And as they get older and move back out into the community, that they can have this job as their own and make it their own business. So what she's really trying to do is make a lot of these young ladies and then bring in more like them to be self-sufficient, self-sustaining, and be able to take care of their families and have a Christian faith, believe that God's going to take care of them, and that they can follow Him, talk to Him, and that He will guide them.
Now, you've used the term young ladies, but ladies, these are children in some instances, aren't they?
I mean, they really are children.
Children having children,
yes.
And people might be surprised how young.
Yes, yes. Some of these children are 13, 14, 15.
And they were forced into that trade and,
yes.
And either were kidnapped or were, you know, sold off by their families or some crazy thing that happens over there.
Yes.
But they found themselves in that circumstance, and she's trying to help them get out of it and do better.
Yes, very much so. She and her husband have put quite a bit of money into it, but they do have this as a nonprofit, and so I know that they would always accept donations.
I'm sure she will have a container out Christian Parenting Day to help.
Yes.
And maybe even she'll bring along some of the crafts just to show you what the young ladies are
making.
We
are hoping that she will do that, yes.
And again, she's a doer.
I mean,
very much so. People talk the talk, and then there are those that actually do it. And not
yes.
everybody can do it, but they can help in their own way, and that's where nonprofits and donations and all of that come
absolutely.
Into play.
Absolutely. Yep. Maybe even beyond donations would be go online and buy some of the things. They are beautiful. They do bracelets and necklaces, and they're starting in some T-shirt designs, and if you go online and look, they're fantastic.
Talented people.
Very talented.
Put in a situation where their lives could have been wasted.
Yes, yes.
And she's got two topics.
She does have two topics. The second one is going to be called Raising Children Counterculturally, which I think ties into what she's been experiencing in Africa. The same thing. She would like to have families bring their children back to God, back to the Lord, and so much of our country is so blessed with too much. Right now, young children and sometimes even young parents are into buying the fastest thing, the newest thing. Technology is everything. And I think that she would like to bring us back and have our families bring our children back to what the Lord wants, follow biblical descriptions for how you raise your children, and have everybody be more open to helping others rather than serving self.
Let them know that there's more important things in the world going on than what the Kardashians are doing.
Definitely, absolutely.
Because that's the culture that the kids today seem to get caught up in, and it just keeps permeating as they grow, and it's like, you know, these are really like faux celebrities. I don't even know how they got that way, but you know, they really haven't done anything other than look pretty on television.
We have a lot of young people who idolize people with a lot of money, who seem to ignore a lot of the inappropriate things that those people do in public. And we need to bring children back, and their parents, back to a place where first they honor God and their children, and children honor their parents, and see if we can't work at changing what our world seems to be going forward at. It seems to be a very self-centered society that we're in right now.
We seem to cycle with that, though. You know, we had the hippie days where it was communal, and then it got to be greed was good, and then we kind of cycle back and forth.
Yep, so we're ready for a new cycle.
But the church's message is steady and universal.
Absolutely. Yep. The Lord is always the same through every generation. His message and His love never changes.
So she's one of the guest speakers.
She is.
But you got a doubleheader coming up.
We do. This year we also have brought in Dawn Scott Jones. She's an ordained pastor, and she's coming from Grand Rapids. She has done a lot of speaking. She's written a book. And she's going to be speaking on two topics as well. She will be the second speaker in the morning following Kristen, and then again she will follow Kristen in the afternoon and be our last speaker of the afternoon. And Dawn's two topics, the first one is called Blessings and Boundaries, From Total Love to Tough Love. And then the second topic in the afternoon will be a topic titled Understanding Abuse.
Now, the first one is obviously knowing when to use the rod and the staff and when not to. You know, it's technically when punishment is important and to correct a problem before it gets bigger.
I don't know if she would really recommend using the rod and the staff, literally, but yes, her topic is she's raised some children herself, counseled an awful lot of people as well how to help figure out their children. And so, yeah, her message is, you know, when you've got little babies, they're just total love, and they need that. They require love in order to thrive, in order to grow and feel safe. And as they turn into teenagers sometimes, it requires a little bit more tough love, guiding them. And she will very much explain biblical principles on how you guide your children through this stage when sometimes they're at an age where they're trying to separate themselves a little bit from parents and think on their own and do their own thing, but don't always make the best choices. And they have to be brought back to the path and guided to survive their teen years and become really, really nice adults again.
And sometimes the tough part of tough love is tougher on the parent than it
always
is on the child. Because
always
the child is going to think, oh, you know, but it's harder on the parent because you want them to succeed, you want them to thrive, and you don't want to say no.
And you still love them. I mean, you love them when they do things wrong. Sometimes that's maybe the easiest thing we can do. When they make mistakes, yes, they have to be corrected, but you still have to let them know you love them. No matter what they do, you always love your children.
And sometimes it's my opinion, sometimes the toughest part is knowing when to pull back and let them safely fail. Because I think kids learn sometimes more when they fail than when they succeed, especially in how to deal with it.
I would have to agree with that. I taught in school for a lot of years, and I saw parents really be argumentative to the teachers and the administration because of something their child did that they thought they would be mispunished. Children, when they make mistakes, have to have a consequence. And parents, I think wise parents, if they can think that far ahead, start planning ahead and let them know that there will be consequences for an action that's inappropriate.
I think go right to physics for every action and equal and opposite reaction.
There should be, but the reaction should not be it should not be hitting. It shouldn't really be yelling, even when you're angry. I do remember one time where I waited up for my son, and I told him I was so angry at him, I would say something I didn't mean, and he would say something back he didn't mean. And I was going to bed, and I would talk about his punishment the next day. And he told me 15 years later, that was the worst night he ever had because he didn't know what the punishment would be. And I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't anything major, probably. But anger in a bad situation does not improve anything because if the adult yells, the child is apt to yell back. And it has to maintain civility. And the child should be taught in advance that there will be a consequence for an action.
And you bring up an important point. In the heat of the moment, tempers and things can be blown out of proportion to what actually really is happening, and sometimes pulling back can be the best thing you can do, as you did that night.
Yes. Yep.
Just to let them stew in it for a while.
Might work for other parents.
Little tactic there. And the second topic she is going to be going on is about abuse. And I understand from what you've told me prior to the show, it's a firsthand experience she knows about.
Yep, her title is called Understanding Abuse. And partially relating to a person or a child who is abused, but also understanding how to deal with it as you grow up.
Because it doesn't just go away.
No.
It festers, and the more you try and hold something in and you don't tell anyone, the higher the pressure cooker gets until sometime it explodes, usually forming out against someone that you really don't need to lay both barrels out with.
Right. I think a lot of times it's a real struggle, male or female, if you were abused and then still step forward into a marriage, there's a lot of baggage sometimes that comes with you. And so I think that what Dawn's going to do is lay some examples out and how and what people who have been abused and held it in forever, what they need to do to try and come to terms with it, acknowledge it, but be able to move on with your life and leave that in the past as best you can. You don't ever block that out totally.
No, but you learn to deal with it, and you learn to focus against those who have done it. And because a lot of times, I'm not an expert on this, I see it that people, you know, characterize everybody that way, and their relationships go bad, and they have a hard time connecting with certain people, and especially if it's sexual abuse, it's the opposite gender, and that comes into the whole, you know, how the marriage is going to work out, and that can be, you know, a factor in divorce, and it has ramifications all the way down the line, ignoring it just isn't the answer.
No, that's correct.
And she's going to give examples. I understand she's also got a book out.
She does have a book out. We're hoping that we're going to have some copies there. We've ordered them a little tight window to get them here, but we're expecting that we will have some of her books here. And it is called When a Woman You Love Was Abused. And so I'm hoping that we will have some books there if people are interested in purchasing them.
And, you know, we've been talking, and we've got female speakers here, but it is Parenting Day, and
yes,
that's husband and wife, mother and father. It's not gender specific. The issues and the topics affect both sides of the family dynamics there.
Yes, absolutely. Christian Parenting Day versus the old Christian Mothering Day. Christian Parenting Day has probably been in existence for about 13 years. And yep, we have dads come, we have grandmas come, grandpas come sometimes, because a lot of grandparents are now parenting or full-time babysitters quite frequently. And yeah, sometimes we also get child care givers. They work in daycares, schools, facilities. So we get those people because if we can actually sign off and give them some credit time for being there.
Well, it'll also be handy in their work. They can recognize things and maybe, you know, deal with things a little differently, that will have a more positive outcome and just clue into what might be going on in a family that isn't right.
Yes, very much so. Yep.
Now, these topics are a little heady for children, so you do have child care available again here.
We
because,
do.
You don't want to traumatize the children just with the topics.
No, that's correct. We have child care, infants up through sixth grade, and child care is free. We feed them pizza and breadsticks for lunch and milk, and they get snacks in between. We have certified staff that will be overseeing each group. We really need the registrations in by next Wednesday to finalize our age groups.
And when you say groups, that means you're not putting young kids in with the older kids, because if they're playing some sort of game or something, get a little rough, the little kids can get hurt. Then you've got the infants that really don't do anything but eat, sleep, and that other thing.
Yes. We'll split them up between, depending on the number of children we have coming, it'll be infants through maybe 1.5 to 2, and the oldest group will be the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, and then we'll have a middle group.
And you have people again volunteering to help do all
yes.
of this, because
yep.
every year you've got to piece it together and make sure everybody has that day available and they're going to be there, because you don't need people dropping kids off with no one to look after them.
Right. No, we have adults. We have very faithful adults that come and help. In addition, we have one adult leader, unless we have a really large class, and then we'll have two adult leaders, and we will have 2 to 3 to 4. High school students, also there is helpers depending on the number of students in the classroom or children in the classroom.
When you get some of the younger kids, they need a little more one-on-one as
yes.
opposed to the older ones who can play on their own and
yes.
do activities.
Right.
And the kids that come there and the parents come there, it just seems like you've made it as simple as you can for people. But, you know, you don't have to look for a babysitter. You don't. It can all be taken care of. All you have to do is register.
Right.
So
yep.
They know you're coming.
Register and come. Yes.
In the past, and I don't know, I'm just, you know, I've done these shows for years, and are you still going to have, past sessions for sale? You've had them on cassette and stuff. People can listen to her or such. These things are going to be happening again? I know with Bernice kind of out of the picture, she organized a lot of this stuff.
Right. Past events probably will not be on sale, but we do offer a CD. If there will be a sign-up sheet, if people are interested in receiving a CD, we'll make the copy, send it to them. All we ask for is a donation. A recommendation is probably $4 per CD. I'm not sure how many we're going to wind up with. We are still trying to get a couple people who will videotape this year again. Mm-hmm. That worked out really well last year. We're still trying to iron out the details of that and see if we can get that done. Then we will also have DVDs available if we can make that happen.
This has got to be kind of difficult for you folks because Bernice tended to spearhead everything and got everything going and rolling. And then a couple of weeks before the event, all those last-minute things, somebody else has to kind of help her out a little bit.
Well, we're just finishing them up. For the most part, you're right. Everything was rolling way ahead of time. And so we basically, really honestly, are down right now to just waiting to see how many children we're going to get, how many adults we're going to get to finish completing meals for both groups, and folders to know we have enough folders for everybody and information.
Well, I hope you do get a good turnout. And again, this is a Cross Lutheran Church?
Yes, Cross Lutheran Church in Pigeon. And we are... TCOM does have a seat on the board with PAM, Parenting Awareness Month Coalition, and that's part of why we're in here too, because mm-hmm. this is Parenting Awareness Month in March. And so
and it kind of worked out because you used to do this later in the spring.
We did.
And you ran into conflicts with people not being around or other events, and you moved it up, and now you fit right into the Parenting Awareness Month.
Yes, we do, and it's a good partnership. They support us. We support them. We support them with staff and some funding. TCOM does offer some funding to help the Parenting Awareness event happen. That's coming up March 21st, I believe. And that's going to be held at Evangel Life Church once again this year. The parenting session will begin at 5 o'clock. And it begins, 5:30 with supper. Mm-hmm. And this is a free meal that we offer to the parents and the children. And so everybody is welcome to come. Dr. Haller will begin speaking at 6 o'clock. This is a follow-up from last year, finishing it up, and this one is titled Bully Be Gone.
He is well-versed in problems of bullying.
He is, and he did really good sessions last year. He is doing a professional development one earlier in the morning, or is it 1 o'clock? Might be 1 o'clock. I'm not involved in that session, but I believe maybe it's 1 o'clock that they have to start coming. And I think... they are still open for registrations for professional people that would like to be there. They are asking that people who would like to come to the evening sessions, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, community members, if you could register, that would be wonderful. To register, if you would call Amber at 989-453-4478, she would love to take your name down and get you registered to be there. If you've got children coming, please let her know that as well, so we know how much food to plan for the children.
And I may be speaking off kilter here, but I'm pretty sure that it Huron County Parenting Awareness Month probably has some sort of link on Google that can get you this information on some of this. I know your organization, for Christian Parenting Day, has a link people can go to get info as well.
Yes.
And there may be cross-links
That's
there,
correct.
Too.
Yep. Information for Thumb Christian Outreach Ministry would be thumbmin.org.
Thumbmin.org, all one word.
Yes.
Thumbmin.
Yes. And or they can go right, if they Google Christian Parenting Day or type it in as a search, it should take you right to our www.christianparentingday as well. If they'd like to register for meals, you can do that on either site, but the Christian Parenting Day is the one we usually suggest.
But that's another avenue. You can check out the speakers, you
Absolutely.
Can check out the timetables, and make your plans and be there.
Yes. And the other thing that's still going on this month is going to be the Youth Advisory Committee of Huron County is hosting March 21st and 22nd in McDonald's, at McDonald's Food and Family Center. They're hosting a barbecue and fish sandwich meal. The charge is $4. It includes chips and cookies, and the Parenting Awareness Month Coalition is just encouraging everyone to go out and support that Youth Advisory Committee. $4 isn't too much for lunch, and we would appreciate the support. The monies from that event also go to help the Youth Advisory Committee and Parenting Awareness Month Coalition. That's part of the money that helps fund all these events so that we can offer free admittance for the community, free meals.
And it's a good way to enjoy helping other people by enjoying the dinner yourself.
Yes, and the youth will be serving it, so you've got a chance to meet a lot of the young, really young, good people that are in our community and chat with them. Ask them whatever you'd like. I mean, they'll be more than happy to chat back with you. They're just super kids in our county.
And sometimes we only hear about the bad ones, and it's nice to meet the ones that are doing well, that look like they're going to be productive members of the community and give the good start to the next generation.
That's probably correct. Too often, when children do something wrong, everybody constantly focuses on that, and we have wonderful children in the county. We just do. Lots of caring, leadership skills.
Walk for Warmth, they were out.
Yes.
They were on the roof for the roof sit for the Cannon Council. They do all these things, and it just kind of flies by, and people don't take notice. But when somebody does something wrong,
Yeah. No, there's... For all the silly things kids do and make mistakes, they are good kids.
And, you know, people tend to think, oh, this generation's going in a handbag somewhere. I think my parents said the same thing of my generation and probably their parents of theirs. And,
yep.
and I think I've read somewhere it goes back to, like, Confucius or somebody who said, you know, or one of those guys in ancient
Greece. I'm pretty sure that every generation thinks the next one is a little strange. But
they're going to have to be the last one because they're just going to destroy everything in it. It doesn't really work out that way. There are enough good ones that you don't hear about that
Absolutely.
Pull it through.
Yes, so I would encourage people, they'll go to the McDonald's Food and Family Center and buy a meal from those kids and talk with them. They'll find out we just have super kids.
And those dates again for that are?
That is March 21st and March 22nd. It is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days.
So it could be lunch or dinner.
It can be lunch or dinner. It's going to be takeout, so you can take a bunch home with you for everybody.
Very good. And how do they get a hold of you for Thumb Christian Parenting Day if they want to make the reservations? Because they have 1 week from today to get it in.
That's correct.
Because you were telling me that, you know, you've tried in the past to have a few extra meals for walk-ins, but people are kind of taking advantage of that, and you're getting more than you're planning for, and it's hard to turn people away.
Well, and the hardest thing is to plan for the meals. And last year we had an awful lot of food left over. So, yeah, we would really appreciate people who really think they're going to come if they would register. And they can do that online. www.christianparentingday is the first one. If you can't find that, and go to thumbmin.org. You could do that there as well. And get your children registered, because it really, really helps us know how much food that we have to have for the children.
Well, you plan, you also know how many materials you're going to need, if there's handouts or anything, stuff. All these things that organizations have to do when they try to put something together like this, it always helps to know numbers.
It really does.
Figure.
It makes our job much easier to know that we've got everything covered and when we get there.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting there and thinking you forgot something at the last minute. But I'm sure you guys are up to the task. And we wish you the best. And again, the date of that is going to be, it's a Saturday.
Christian Parenting Day is Saturday, March 16th. And then I'll also once again mention Dr. Haller's session will begin at 5:30 with dinner. at Evangelife Radio, and he will begin speaking at 6 p.m., and that's going to be March 21st.
March 21st. Well, very good. I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure you're already thinking about next year. You guys haven't even got this year done, because
well,
when Bernice was here, she used to talk 2-3 years ahead how she was planning speakers, and that was the way she liked to do it.
I don't know if we're 2 or 3 years ahead, but right now we have Justin Most, who grew up in the Pigeon community and went to Lakers and is a part of a program called Leader Legacy, and we do have him committed to come next year to Christian Parenting Day, and he will be our only speaker that day.
So we're going to have a local boy does good and gets
yes.
the whole day to talk about
yes.
it.
Yes, he was back here in the Thumb, it's been almost a month ago, spoke at Lakers for a countywide teacher in service day, and then also spoke at Pigeon River Mennonite Church for 3 nights, and so yeah, we're going to bring him back.
Excellent.
He has grown up into a fantastic, dynamic young man, excellent speaker, excellent message, and when he's speaking, he's got a thumb in the Bible in his hand the whole time. So he will back up with Scripture what he's explaining that people need to do.
Terrific. And this is next year we're talking about.
This is next year. Yes.
But this year's program is at Cross Lutheran Church, and it is non-denominational.
That's
so,
correct.
It's just because it's
everybody's welcome.
Cross Lutheran, just because it's there doesn't mean it's a Lutheran program. It's non-denominational.
Yep.
There's something there for everybody. All Christian faiths.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. If you're struggling and seeking the Lord, we want you there too. We usually have, at the end, we will have a time where we ask if there are people who request prayers, and if they're willing and they have the time to stay afterwards, Pastor Dawn will do that with them.
Now, I imagine there may be some people who want to talk to her about her topics in private as well.
Very possible.
Because, you know, in a group session public, that might not be the easiest thing to do, but
yes.
They have an ear that you know can understand, can be a big help right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and I've said it before, sometimes the first big step is to just be able to say it out loud to someone else. It starts to put things back into perspective, and you can deal with what you can identify.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're looking forward to Kristen Welch and her message, as well as Dawn, both of Dawn's messages, and we hope to see lots of people there.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time with us.
And I appreciate you letting us do this.
And I know you were a little nervous. I hope it hope it wasn't too tough on you. I mean, I didn't pull out my 60-minute stuff and start going on, you know, strange topics or anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But Linda Kiefer, our guest today. Christian Parenting Day coming up later this month. It is on the 16th. It's a Saturday. And starts with a continental breakfast.
At 8:30.
Sounds good. Lunch in the middle of it. And do the parents and kids get together for the lunch, or do they kind of stay on their own for a little bit?
You know, there are parents who request that they would like to have their children eat with them for lunch, and that's fine. They can do that. Or some of the younger children, they just leave down there because once mom has left them and they're happy, it's all good.
Well, it's like school. Yeah, lunch with your peers and that's that.
Yes. Yep. So either way, it's an option.
And go to the net, Thumb Christian Parenting Day, and you should be able to find info so you can register before next Wednesday when you need it in, so you know how many are coming and you know how many meals to have ready at
yes.
noon.
Yes, we would appreciate that so much. It would be very helpful.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Linda Kiefer from Christian Parenting Day. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.